To hook up here with a gentleman from the great band The Eagles, his new book, Heaven and Hell, My Life with the Eagles, Don Felder on the telephone here.
Don?
Yes, that's me.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing back there?
Marvelous.
Great. Hey, it's been really fun reading through your book, Don. Don Felder is our guest. The book is called Heaven and Hell, My Life in the Eagles. And I guess let's talk about the heaven part first.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound fair?
Sure, absolutely. You know, some of the best times that we had were obviously on the road when we were out, you know, promoting Hotel California as the band was beginning to explode on an international level. And the absolute best part of the whole experience for me was walking out every night, opening the set with the first few introductory chords to Hotel California,
mm-hmm.
and having people, no matter whether they were in Germany or Japan or different countries that didn't even speak English, as soon as they heard the beginning of that song, just explode with roar
crazy.
And appreciation of something I'd written. So
yeah.
Every night, that was the big reward. It wasn't so much the money and the fame and all the other stuff that went along with it. It was the satisfaction of being able to walk out and play something for people and have them really love it.
Mm-hmm. Don Felder is our guest, and in the book you talk about writing that song. As I recall, you were in Malibu Beach House.
Calabasas, yeah.
That's right. I had been living in a little house in Topanga, the first house I had ever owned, and it was infested with rattlesnakes. And so when we had our first child, my wife called me and we were on the road. She said,
did they pay rent?
She called me on the road and said, we're moving.
Uh-huh.
So
when
I came home, to a house that I had no idea. She had rented a little beach house on Malibu so we could find something to buy. And Malibu used to be the Malibunis. It was way out of town.
Yeah, well,
you know, it was like being in the country, which was
mm-hmm.
nice. And I was just kind of sitting on the couch of this this rented beach house. It was just a magnificent Southern California sunny July day, and my kids were playing out on the sand in front of me. And I was playing this guitar, and kind of out came that introduction to the song, and I played it four or five times, and I said, I have to go record a little bit of this before I forget it. So
mm-hmm.
I ran back into my daughter's back bedroom, and I'd set up a little old reel-to-reel tape recorder back there, and I recorded part of it and turned it off and went out and went swimming and played around the rest of the day. And then I came back a couple of weeks later, and we were in the process of composing songs for the Hotel California album, which was going to be the Hotel California album. And I think I had 15 or 16 song ideas, one which became Victim of Love, and another one was this Hotel California track. So I finished it and played the bass parts and wrote almost all the guitar parts that were on the record and just kind of recorded this demo of it and put it on a reel with all these other songs, and I gave copies of it to Don Henley, Glenn Frey, Joe Walsh, and Randy Meisner and said, if there's any of these songs that strike your fancy and you want to finish writing them, let's work on them.
Mm-hmm.
And so Henley said, I like that one that sounds kind of like a Mexican reggae, you know, the one that sounds kind of like a reggae track. And so I went, oh, okay. So we sat down and started writing the lyrics for it, and the next thing you know, it was Hotel California.
Hmm. Isn't that amazing?
One of the greatest songs of all time.
Greatest songs of all time.
Congratulations. Yeah. Don Felder is our guest, and mm-hmm. Don was the primary composer of the musical portion of that show. I've always read that the Eagles' recording process was very difficult. Was that the case with Hotel California, and was it difficult for you because of the constant retakes and that sort of thing?
Yeah, most of the time, you know, bands will write a song, rehearse it, go into the studio, record it three, four, five times, and say, I like take two,
right.
Sing on it, put a guitar solo on it, and they're done. I mean, most bands make a record in months. The Eagles made records in years.
Jeez.
And every detail of every note was scrutinized under what we call the giant microscope, which as a song went by, every note of a guitar track and every beat of a drum track and every vocal line that was sung and every lyric, everything was put to just the ultimate scrutiny as far as pitch, timing, feel, everything that we could do to make everything that went on those records Wonderful. Now, the problem with doing that is a lot of times the fire, the enthusiasm, the passion that comes out in the first few takes is what really is exciting to me, that moment of creation, that moment of just enthusiasm of the playing instead of having played it 4 or 5 or 15 or 25 times. And some of the tracks we would record for days, literally 3, 4, 5 days.
Comes out a little mechanical then, huh?
Yeah, and mechanically they would be perfect, but if you went back and listened to some of the earlier takes, the kind of strutting enthusiasm, the fire, the energy that was in those earlier takes, to me, felt much more glorious, much more energetic than the later takes that had kind of been beaten to death. So, it was both a wonderful process and a taxing, grueling process that really kind of tested everyone's patience.
I'll bet. But you can't argue with success, I guess.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
It did work. Our guest is Don Felder. And Don is the well-spoken, excellent guitarist and composer, formerly of the Eagles. When we were waiting to do the for you to answer the phone, we were all in here going, heavy metal. God, I love that song.
Great song.
Do you mind if we get sidetracked for a second and talk about that tune?
Sure. Yeah, you bet.
What was the story on that? Did they come to you with the title of that movie, or wasn't it a comic book or something?
It originally, I think, developed as a comic book, but they had made an animated movie, and it was being done, I think, over at Universal or Paramount. I'm not certain, but our manager was in charge of putting together some people to perform on that soundtrack. So he called me up and asked me if I'd like to go look at this cartoon movie, as he put it, and see if I'd like to write a song for it. So I did, and actually, when I first walked in and sat down, I caught the visuals in my mind that stuck in my mind of the first, 3 or 4 minutes of the opening of that movie. And so when I was writing the lyrics for that song, I actually wrote it kind of based on what the first, 3 or 4 minutes of the movie was all about. As a matter of fact, that track, a lot of the music that's in that track came from a song or a track idea that I'd written for the Long Run album. And it was a musical track, and it really never got quite finished. And it was nicknamed "You're Really High, Aren't You?" So in the studio, we'd be sitting around and look around. You could tell. You'd look at somebody and go, "Oh, you're really high, aren't you?" And so when I was asked to write something for that movie, heavy metal, I used one of those tracks that had been a reject from the long run that I had written. And kind of wrote lyrics that went on top of it. And I went in the studio here kind of by myself with some session guys and made that track. And little did I know, it would go on to become an animated cult legend.
Yeah, how true.
That's the voice of Don Felder. And Don Felder had a distinguished career with the Eagles. And he has written a book about that. And it's called My Life in the Eagles, Heaven and Hell. Mm-hmm. To go way back, you were... you're from Gainesville, Florida, but you didn't grow up with a lot of money, as I understand it.
No, there's a picture of the Felder house in his book.
Right. It's very small.
Pretty simple.
Yeah, it was a house that literally my dad and my two granddads had built with their own hands on a little dirt road in the palmetto fields of north central Florida, just outside Gainesville, and we were pretty much dirt poor. And in those days, I didn't know any different. You know, I think the last last family in the world to actually get a television set. So, you know, if you don't have something, you just don't miss it. So, it was a very humble upbringing.
It says your first guitar, you traded cherry bombs or something like that?
That's right, I did. We used to go up to North Carolina with my brother and I had a really great uncle up there who smuggled a big box of these cherry bombs into the trunk of my dad's car for my brother and I. Much to my father's dismay when he discovered them later.
Mm-hmm.
But when it rained in Florida, we lived on this dirt road, and it was crowned. In other words, it was curved, so when it rained really hard in Florida, all the water would run off on both sides of the road into these ditches. And the way you got across the ditches into your house was they put these big metal culverts, and then they'd just cover them up with dirt. And so when the rain was running really hard, we'd go out and light these cherry bombs and throw them upstream, and the cherry bomb would drift down the stream under these culverts and explode, make these, like, just enormous cannon-like sounds.
Oh,
so
yeah.
then we'd run back in the house and watch everybody come out and look around. And this kid came out that was living across the street from me and wanted some of those cherry bombs. And I'd seen this old beat-up guitar in his top of his closet, and I traded him, I think, 5 or 6 cherry bombs for that guitar. And that was the beginning of my career.
Oh, very cool.
Once again, our guest is Don Felder. His new book, Heaven and Hell, My Life in the Eagles. It's my understanding you also were a guitar teacher for Tom Petty. Am I getting that right?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, there were a lot of people that kind of grew up in that area together, and we were just friends, you know, neighborhood kind of buddies. And, you know, some people were sports people, and some groups were music people. And I had this job working in a music store there. I guess I was about 15 or so, teaching beginning guitar students. There was no other music store in town, and instead of getting paid cash, I had this card, and every hour that I worked there, either teaching or wiping down guitars or moving amplifiers or whatever it was, they would give me a credit on the store card. And so if I saved up enough money, I could get, you know, like some strings or cables or, mm-hmm. You know, something that I needed for my career. Mm-hmm. And one day this kind of skinny, scraggly-haired kid came in with a little guitar, and he wanted to take lessons. And I think Tommy's a couple of years younger than me, and it was little Tommy Petty. And so I started teaching him there in the store and went over to his house and worked with him a couple of times at his house. And he had a band called the Rucker Brothers Band, mm-hmm. that had two kids in it that played guitar called Rodney and Ricky Rucker.
Uh-huh.
Ruh-roh.
Uh-oh. You can tell that's going to be a hit act.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. It would have been rough being their mother.
mother,
never mind.
Mother Rucker?
Uh-huh. Well, I know you have to run. I just want to encourage Eagles fans to read this book.
Hell of a read here.
Yeah, you'll find out a lot of stuff, good and bad, about Don Felder and everybody else in the band, the Eagles. One last question. We have been lucky enough to interview Joe Walsh on several occasions.
Oh, I love Joe.
What a great guy.
Yeah, you have a lot of complimentary things to say about Joe, and he's just a wonderful guitarist. And
I think Joe, if anything, my saddest comment about listening to their new record is that Joe's not particularly featured on it. I was really looking forward to hearing some great Joe Walsh stuff on this record, and he's just not there, in my opinion. I think that it's a waste of probably the most brilliant rock and roll guitarist alive today, and he's hardly heard on the record.
That's too bad. And also one of the funniest guys in the music business. Yeah,
he is. He's got a great... He was absolutely, you know, a blessing to have that sort of comic relief on the road. And Joe and I spent a lot of time together. I love him dearly. Thank God he was there, or I would have gone crazy years before.
Once again, the book, Heaven and Hell, My Life with the Eagles, from Don Felder. Don, what are you working on musically these days? And then I promise we'll let you go.
I'm about halfway through a CD of my own. Hopefully this time next year we'll be on the radio talking about new songs, playing some music. I have a band that I go out and do a lot of corporate events with for Yahoo, Canon, Harman Becker, Mercedes, all that stuff. I also use that same band to go out and do a lot of fundraisers for charitable events, Autism Speaks, Boomer Esiason and Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, Children's Cancer Research, Dream Foundation, Make-A-Wish, all those sort of things where I can use my gifts to help people that really need help.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I play some golf, and when I usually go out and play golf, it's for fundraisers as well. I figured if I'm going to go lose balls, somebody might as well benefit from it.
How true.
Well, Don, thanks, A, for talking to us, and B, thanks for the great artistry over the years. You've just brought so much joy to so many people with your great playing and singing and writing.
Oh, thank you very much. I really enjoyed it, Bob, Tom, Christy, and Chick.
Thanks, sir. Yeah. Thanks, Don. Hope to see you in person sometime.
I'll stop in.
All right. Thanks very much.
Bye.
Don Felder, if you're an Eagles fan, you'll want to read this book.
Yeah.